I mean, he's been massive, you know, for the youth of the country. You know, Nelson Mandela fought for, you know, equal rights to, for example, for the Olympic Games. You know, we were isolated for so many years, and, you know, when we got reinstated in 92, it was due to Madiba and many other people, you know.
But mainly him.
But mainly Madiba. And I mean, you know, I think if it wasn't for Madiba, I wouldn't be doing this interview. You know, we wouldn't be sitting here. And I mean, you know, I think what was also really touching for me was, you know, in 95 World Cup, you know, obviously after everything that's happened, you know, people didn't also support him as much as they should have back then, you know, especially the white people. And, you know, he came out with a Springbok jacket on and a cap. And I mean, I think that says, that speaks volumes itself, you know. And I mean, I think some of the, for those of you guys who have watched the movie, Invictus, you know, that's exactly what happened, you know. And, you know, the white guys were like, you know, and I think that's what made everybody realize, you know, that was, for me, one of the biggest moments in world history.
How inspirational has he been for you?
Well, you know, he is the greatest statesman of all time, a statesman. I mean, there's no man that can be put in jail for 27 years and come out and say, guys, that was the past, let's turn a new leaf over. I mean, if it was me or you, I don't know how you would feel. I wouldn't feel that way. And he did the best thing for his people and Africa ever. I mean, he is one of the greatest leaders of all time.